we recently, and by recently I mean within the last couple of years, we recently got natural gas where I'm at. We were exclusively propane prior to that. And like I said, I mean, I have family members that work for the public utilities. My other half worked for Consumers through college. Her mom retired from Consumers, managing the service side of the natural gas install facility down in Livonia. So, you know, I mean, I've had a little bit of exposure to it, not firsthand, but secondhand. And, yeah, this state is terrible, probably one of the worst, certainly the bottom five, in terms of government transparency. You know, the whole MPSC is just terribly political. They made it even more political when they dumped the zoning authority on them, which they're not, you know, they're a bunch of unelected bureaucrats. They're not accountable to the people. It's terrible. Consumers committed political homicide against a friend of mine who was an elected state rep downstate, and they threw $40 million at a campaign to make sure he was defeated. So, you know, and this is money that should be being spent on infrastructure. That's really my point. You know, you want to have a separate PAC or something to be able to be politically advocates, politically advocating for causes or even for your own best interests, you know. The best interests of those corporations are not always the best interests of the consumer. And then you get into the whole nuclear side and the fact that, you know, DTE sells energy wholesale outstate for cheaper than they sell it to their own customers. You know, it's a long, long story. And a lot of it's not good, especially compared to other states and how they manage it.